five defendants released in an assault case. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. A woman and four men are out of jail in connection with an alleged stabbing. The incident occurred on June 6th on Steel Hill Road in New Philadelphia. 21-year-old Chandler Howard was lured to a location by his ex-girlfriend, 19-year-old Courtney Dennison of Canton, where she had left four men. The Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office notes that once at the wooded location, Howard was jumped by the men and in defense stabbed Dennison's current boyfriend, 32-year-old Daniel Guthrie from Canton. Along with Dennison and Guthrie, 18-year-old Cody Wicks, 21-year-old Chase Nelson, both of New Philadelphia, and 21-year-old Terrence Erdos from Pickerington were arraigned Thursday in the New Philadelphia Municipal Court and then released. The men are charged with assault while Dennison is charged with obstruction. All have pled not guilty. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for July 17th. A Belmont County homicide suspect who escaped from police was captured by troopers with the Ohio State Highway Patrol's New Philadelphia Post. The traffic stop occurred Thursday morning after Tuscarawas County law enforcement received a be on the lookout notice. Sergeant Edward Frankie explains around 5:30 a.m. there was an incident involving shots fired in the Belmont County area, prompting OSP St. Clairsville's post, Belmont Sheriff's Office, and Bridgeport Police to respond.
They found a woman that was deceased in a driveway. They don't also received information that there was a vehicle that had left the scene. They were able to obtain that vehicle information. From that vehicle information, they were able to obtain the owner's information and a cell phone number.
The cell phone pinged on U.S. 250 heading toward the Tuscarawas County area. Local police received a BOLO alert for a 2008 maroon GMC Yukon around 7 a.m.
We had troopers that located the vehicle on I-77 northbound around the 82-mile marker, and as they pulled in behind the vehicle, before they could even activate the emergency lights, the vehicle pulled off to the side of the road. Suspect was taken into custody without incident.
The suspect, 36-year-old Rudolph Galbert Jr., was released to Bridgeport Police in the Belmont County Major Crimes Unit. Meanwhile, in your state news, a former juror has told the Ohio Parole Board that knowing what he knows now, he wouldn't have recommended death for a man 20 years ago. At issue in the case of death row inmate Raymond Tibbetts, who is set to die in October for killing Fred Hicks at Hicks Cincinnati home in 1997. Geiger told the board Thursday he doesn't understand why Tibbetts' attorneys didn't focus more on Tibbetts' background at the trial. And turning over to your sports news, the Indians won 5-2 in Chicago last night. Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor both homered. The Tribe is back home tonight, taking on the Twins at 7:10. And the Cincinnati Reds, they take on the Pirates at 7:05. You can always stay up to date by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning is brought to you by Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Commercial Parkway in Dover. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Hey Z Country, Andrew Anderson here from Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, inviting you into our newly remodeled showroom to take advantage of the great deals going on right now during the Jeep Celebration Sales Event. Check this out, over 7,000 off 18 Compass, 18 Cherokee, 18 Renegade, or save thousands on a new Wrangler. Worried about getting approved on a new Jeep? Don't be. Let our experts go to work for you. We work with more than 30 lenders that want to lend money now. Stop in today at the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Dover, or check us out online at thenewparkwaysuperstore.com.
Mostly sunny today, remaining comfortable with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight. Low temperatures drop back into the middle 50s into Saturday morning. Mostly sunny Saturday, a touch more humid in the afternoon with a high near 85. Sunday, partly cloudy, hot, more humid, high temperature near 90, heat index in the low to mid 90s. Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, high of 92, the heat index in the upper 90s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news 24 hours a day, log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country, 99.9 Z Country.